Yo, yo, what's the word? It's Rich. I'm back with another episode. We're all set. Episode 102. I got my good brother Stu back in the building with me. You know what I'm saying? Stu, what's good, man?
One day at a time, gentlemen.
The word.
One day at a time.
Stu, y'all gotta, if y'all ain't noticed, Stu been on for a couple of episodes now. Stu's officially a friend of the podcast. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be randomly seeing Stu popping up on a regular basis, kicking his shit. Stu got a lot of shit to get off his chest. That's why I like Stu.
It's my favorite feature. It's my favorite feature to be a part of. I appreciate you, brother.
Word up, man. It's been a lot of crazy madness going on. You know what I'm saying? I gotta start with my man Will Smith. Like, I feel sorry for him, and I want him to be freed from his life in captivity. You know what I'm saying? Like, his wife is constantly emasculating him. How do you feel about what my man is going through right now?
Man, I've been telling people this since the slap actually happened. I hate that we even calling it the slap. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
monumental.
It's taking on a mind of its own. But, like, my man's been holding a lot of shit in. That's what I think it is, man. Because it's hard to go through what he's been through in the public eye like that. It's one thing whereas you and your shorty have issues and y'all deal with it in the crib.
Yeah.
But whereas she's getting a bag to actually say this to the world on Facebook Watch, it's like you're gonna take a couple strays, and it's like it's crazy to go from such a private relationship,
yeah,
to like such a public relationship,
a
like
private,
in the last like,
well-respected relationship.
Correct.
Like,
yeah,
one of them
they
relationships.
Was goals for a minute.
You was Jada and Will love.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, right.
You know what I mean,
call like, at a bar about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like now all of a sudden you running. It's like you running a marriage through the ringer for no apparent reason. It honestly makes no sense whatsoever. Like,
this supposed to be the easy time.
Like, yeah.
I got my Oscar. I'm
Your
still
kids
getting
are grown.
Bread. Your kids are grown. They getting their own money. Like,
yeah,
we supposed to be chilling now.
Yeah.
But yo, this is I mean, your man's been through, like, I'm telling you, I only seen Will Smith sad 3 times in my life, okay? And 2 times in my life happened within the last year. So,
yo, he's looking crazy. The puffy face.
Yo, the episode when his pops left him, that was the first time I seen Will Smith sad at anything.
Facts.
And then that Red Table Talk when they were talking about the entanglement with his eyes welling up, I'm like, yo, I had to turn it off. Like, I felt I was getting sympathy pains.
Yo, honestly, I couldn't bear to watch it.
It was
I can't.
Painful.
I'm not about to sit here and watch black idols get torn down by their significant others. You know what I'm saying? I'm not signing
toxic,
up.
Bro.
I'm not signing up for that. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what nobody say. Jada must be stopped. She's the utmost demon. She's queen demon. I never seen or heard of a joint more demonier than Jada Pinkett.
That,
like,
elite scumbaggery,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, like, she's different, bro. Like, she's like, now she's telling, I seen something that says she never wanted to get married.
Nah, I can't do that.
Said she
mean,
was
she
young and said she was young and pregnant, and Will Smith was lit, and she just was like, ah, I guess.
Let me just say, because I can already hear the black women like coming for us. But let me just say, you could do a lot worse than Will Smith. Let me just say that.
Of course,
I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure that's clear. Like, I don't feel bad for her, not in the least bit.
What, like, it was Tupac that amazing? Like,
he had to have been. Like, what, I mean, he had like, to
what,
have been.
Like, what was Tupac doing to where she just can't get like 20? How long she been married to Will? She just still killing him. Like,
I mean, it's got to be like 20 something years now at this point.
Yo, he said he spent 3 years planning her 40th birthday party, son. And then when it was time for the party, she said, yo, this is just a stroke of your ego or something like that.
Yo, let me tell you something. This is not a good situation,
yeah,
okay? Like, I have been this guy before. I've been in a relationship like this before where I feel like I'm not getting poured back into, and I'm doing all this wild shit to, like, show love, and it's not being appreciated. This is what causes you to go on stage and slap another black man. This is what when you keep that shit in, yo, we'll need a therapist and a bottle of tequila, fam. Like,
but the,
like,
nah, he definitely needs a tequila.
He definitely
but
needs that.
The shit that's killing me is he was running around doing mad, like, enlightened interviews, like, yo, like he was just in this ill mental space.
Social,
like, he was just a hell of a nigga with
his rollout was like,
I'm just all enlightened, new Will Smith and all that.
Yeah, he was on some Buddha shit. He's definitely on some Buddha.
Now you slapping niggas, your wife is dragging your mental through the ringer, like, you crumbling before our eyes, being a sad. I hate to see it. My man Free jumped in the group chat yesterday and said, yo, Will is giving extreme beta male energy.
Yeah, I mean, that's
I'm
a
like,
fact.
What?
That's
crazy. My man's?
I know. I mean,
the dude from Independence Day?
Jim West?
Yeah, like he saved us from the aliens.
You know what I'm saying? That's real. He saved us twice from the aliens. Numerous times
he saved us from the aliens. I feel, I'm like, damn, yeah. This is my man.
It's sad to see that, but it's also like, yo, the wrong relationship, yeah, bro, will fuck your whole shit up. Like, yeah, it will mess everything up. It'll mess with your money. It'll mess with your mental. Like, to the point where it'll seep into your work and your career because you can't keep your head on straight. Like, because you always worried or you don't feel like you enough. Like when your wife is talking about a person that she was close to that has passed, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But to say, like, oh, I really wanted to be married to him.
He was the epitome of manhood and all that.
I mean, that's just sus. Like, I just don't know that you could ever live up to whatever those expectations are. Like, and nor would anyone really want to.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm super good on any chick I'm dealing with telling me I'm not enough or whatever. The soon as you let me know that you not feeling like, oh, I'm not adding up, living up to your whatever, I'm gone. Yeah. Fuck you talking about. Like, I'm not trying to aspire to reach up to where you want. Like, fuck you, bitch. Like, if I'm not good enough for you, you can blow me.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. Like, what are you talking about?
I mean, that's all self-worth, right? Like, and if you get to the right portions of your life where you like, if you love yourself and you know what you bring to the table, you'll never question whether or not you're good enough for somebody in the long run.
That's like the shorty that don't text you back and you sitting there like, why won't you text me back? Why won't you text? Fam, if you don't go holler at another shorty, say, like, what are you talking about?
It's a dub, bro. Like, take your L and go home.
Keep it moving.
It's totally fine, yo. There are other basketball courts to play on,
don't,
fam.
Don't sit around and be a punching bag and let some shorty just continue to knock you down and knock you off your pivot. That's crazy.
Yeah, but that's hard. That's easier said than done. It's easy if you're, like, you know, in college and you're like, I bet I'm busting a move. Or even, like, if you're single. But, like, when you built your life with somebody for so long and, like, And a part of your identity is like the success or lack thereof of your relationship, fam. It's like I'm the guy that saves the world from aliens, but I couldn't figure my relationship out.
Word.
That's a crazy.
But at this point, I feel like he's in the clear. Everybody knows she's a toxic demon at this point.
Oh no! If they're done truly, he's fine.
Yeah, like he's in the clear now. Yeah, like yo, we all know she's a toxic demon. We're screaming free will.
Because we really don't know Jada Pinkett. Like, we really don't know her
She's just been quiet taking pictures, really, for like the past 15 years.
That's what I'm saying. And for the last, like, 3 years.
Yeah, she got a mic. She got a mic. She got a mic.
And now she's in her Duffy, like, just talking crazy.
She's gotten a mic and gotten out of hand. That's a fact.
It's wild, bro. Like, and it's like a couple times, like, her mom had to, like, put some perspective on it when she's on the show. Like, yo, do you realize what you're saying? Like, if you go back and really watch, like, her mom really be on some, I don't know if she said that.
I didn't know she was going so crazy on the red table. I've never watched it, so
I watched a couple clips of it.
I didn't know she was, like, just diving all in her life like that. Nah, like,
what kind of
bag is Facebook giving you, like? More than Will's bag? Like, because I'm confused.
Hey, that's what D.L. Hughley said. He's like, you don't know her because of her movies. Let me just say that. that's what D.L. Hughley said.
Yeah, like, what was her popping movie? Woo?
Yeah, Woo was an awful movie. Woo was a terrible. She was Low Down Dirty Shame.
Woo.
And Woo. And then she had one more. Right?
Was she in the joint with Jamie Foxx and them when they was trying to booty call? Was she in booty call?
Nah, it was Vivica Fox.
That was Vivica Fox.
Tamala Jones. Yeah. Man, I love Tamala Jones. I love her. I loved her forever.
Yeah. She's a classic.
Yeah.
The 90s had some of the best heat you ever seen in your life.
I mean, the top 10 is all 90s, bro. Yeah. Like, for real. Some
the
90s of these,
had the heat.
And like, I mean, with the exception, but like, they were like women. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not little girls. They were women.
Yeah.
That was the thing I appreciated.
I get with them joints. I like the 90s joints, man.
Got to. The high-waisted jeans, bro.
I hate them damn jeans. I ain't gonna lie. But I do respect.
They used to rock
them joints.
I'm
not gonna lie. Like, in my mid-30s, it sounds like some real old uncle get off my lawn shit. But, like, I really, like, feel that, like, the old covered-up vibe. Like, the butt-naked shorties is, like, too much for me now. Like, I come outside and all the joints is wearing see-through shit, man. It's, like, butt-naked freaked out shit.
You know what I realized? I don't give a fuck if I'm the uncle that screams get off my lawn anymore. I'm embracing the fuck out of that. Like, I've earned this right. Like, y'all motherfuckers are wrong. This is stupid. Like, No, I feel you. I don't know. There's some. I don't know. I think your taste changes, but as you get older, like, you really do find yourself more attracted to like mature women.
Yeah.
Like, that's really about their shit. That's right. On their job. That bring a certain level of value in it and are not just pre. Yo, looks fade, fam. Like, what's gonna happen when I actually gotta tap into your brain? Like, what are you thinking about? What are you on? What are your morals? Like, what do you care about? Exactly. I don't know, man. That shit is like. It's the evolution. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you're in high school, you want to be with the baddest John. You don't really care about that. But if you're still doing that shit when you at 40, it's like, fam, like, you missed the lesson. You missed the lesson.
No, because see, when you get to them ages, it's kind of like, I'm really looking for an ill balance. Like, I need something that's fire, saying, but I need
mental. Be attracted
to your
woman. But it just can't be it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The physical shit just can't be it.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to just end all be all at the physical
fam.
Running around with the dumb trophy. Like,
yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't want to do the dumb
like,
trophy.
I feel like that. I feel like, you know, I much rather have somebody that, like, mentally I could spar with. Like,
yeah.
I like that shit.
Yeah. That's always fun.
I don't want a too submissive woman. And I don't want a super overbearing woman. I need something in the middle that's clever that we can go back and forth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and she just keep me sharp and I keep her sharp. Like, that's important.
I almost want you to think you smarter than me so then I can smash you. But I do want you to think it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you sound like the dude at the pool hall that's like, oh, yeah, you know, I only played twice. Then you pull out your pool stick and start assembling
word.
And shit. Like,
word. Oh, yeah, I ain't knew
that. The episode of Fresh Prince, man. Yeah. They doing my dog dirty.
Yo,
Uncle Phil was like Breakout Lucille.
Pray for
like,
Will.
Come
dude.
On, man.
Pray for Will. They dubbed him for 10 years from the Oscars.
Real. Pray for Will, for real. Because your man, this might not be over. He might start actually spazzing. Like, Hollywood is a dangerous
place. Because,
look,
right? All right, so if he banned from the Oscars for 10 years, right, can he still win shit? Or how does that work?
I don't think he can. I don't think he can vote on shit either.
So
he got this one.
So now, if I'm somebody who's putting out a movie, I'm getting a movie together, I might not necessarily want to put Will in my shit because
it's not going to be consideration.
My lead actor won't be able to win... No awards.
Yeah, you might fuck around and get best cinematography.
Yeah.
Or best screenplay.
Yeah. Is it like anything he's in is
nah,
not?
Nah, I think it's just him.
Oh,
I think it's just him. Like, best director, if he's in a best director joint, like,
word.
Unless he's directing, he's not going to get nominated.
Word.
But if he's in it, I think he's fine.
Word. But yeah, I ain't going to lie. Will definitely damage his reputation with the majority crowd.
I get the knee-jerk reaction, and I get disrespect that happens in public should be defended or you know what I'm saying, denounced in public. I get that, but I don't give a fuck what no one says. You're not going to tell me that there wasn't a better way to handle that. I don't care what anyone says.
Oh, yeah, of course it was a better way to handle that.
There is a way, like we talking about, like... We fall into certain, like, John Wayne syndrome joints where you feel like, you know, at that time you really got to, like, do the most to, like...
Yeah.
That shit was masculine bullshit. That's really what it was. In the end, if you really want to keep it a buck, like, we really should have just been like, all right, we got to talk after this. Like,
yeah, I that's what
made... Because that's not even a fair one. You slap somebody on stage, I know Chris Rock wanted to rumble with something.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I'm forever standing on it was fake. Just because. But... If in a vacuum, in a vacuum, if it was real, it's literally the most ridiculous shit that ever happened.
Man.
Like, fam, you got up in the middle of the Oscars,
fam,
walked on a stage and slapped the host.
It's crazy. You're supposed to be like, look. Let's go talk about this or shoot the fair one in the parking lot or
you
whatever.
Got all access is backstage and shit, bro.
No one's going to tell you no anywhere.
I'm sure in the history of award shows, mad beef has popped off backstages and all that. Like, that's regular. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure he's addressed some things backstage before. So he knows better. You know what I'm saying? Like,
my man Will went Suge Knight come to Death Row. Yeah. That shit is fucking crazy.
That shit was overboard, son.
That shit is wild.
OD overboard.
Yeah, I don't love it.
I don't love it.
It's definitely ungood, bro.
Yo, speaking of I'm gonna get right into this, but this is spooky. Speaking of shit going overboard, it was a random, not even random, I guess she's super lit. So super lit OnlyFans Treach White lady that murdered her I guess he's like a, I don't know if he's a football player, he's just mad big and brolic or something.
Yeah.
She murdered the fuck out of her black boyfriend, blood everywhere, knifed him up. And she got off. She's free. Off insanity. She says she went crazy.
Was
and
she
got
even evaluated? Like, was that a thing? Like
they let her out the next day, I think it was, or later on that day. And she was at the bar. They said she was at the bar at South Beach chilling. They got footage of her at the bar. They're like, yo, isn't this the same joint that said?
Yo, that's nuts. I mean, America. Like, yeah. Are you even surprised? Like, I'm not. At this point, I'm so numb to that shit. It's like,
I can't believe. I thought your self-defense might have rocked a little better than I just went crazy for a little bit. But
I agree with that.
I guess they just going for whatever in Miami.
I mean, if you don't got to do much to get off, then you don't really put much thought into what your alibi is going to be, right?
The black women is up in arms. They saying this not they fight because homie has some old tweets surfaced where he hates black chicks. How do you feel, Stu? Do you feel like it's right to turn your back on a brother from the race just because he wasn't down for the cause?
I mean, sometimes. Hey, look, all skin folk ain't kin folk, okay?
Damn right.
You know what I'm saying? I know some black people that I really just don't rock with because we don't see things eye to eye. And I have white friends that I really fuck with because they get the shit.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I evaluate the situation based on what you give me. Now, if you on some self-hating, you know, black skin type shit, then I can't rock with you. I'm sorry. I just can't. I'm too African for that shit. It just doesn't make sense. Like, and... Yeah, I mean, look, that, I mean, it's not our fight. But when is it ever, like, the one thing about black women I appreciate, like, when it's time to come, like, defend us on some level, they definitely show up.
Yeah,
if you think about the election, like, they voted 96% Joe Biden. Like, they pulled up.
They ruined that
shit.
And
they did the same shit for Hillary and pulled up. Yeah. And so...
Yeah, blame black women while there's bozos in the office. But that's a whole nother... We're going to get into you later, Biden. Don't get it twisted.
But I'm saying, like... By and large, like they get the collective, and usually they're mostly aligned. So, I mean, like if you have terrible tweets about where you talking about black women, you're not uplifting them, or at least not going crossing that line. And we all know what that line is, where they will come get you.
You know the line.
And once you cross that line, that's on you, bro. You on an island. Yeah. I can't defend you. I can't defend you at the cost of hurting myself.
Yeah, and at the end of the day. You pedestalized a different type of joint, and she ended up bodying you.
Yeah, son. I know. That's the irony in all of this, crazy. Right? Yeah, it's crazy.
It's a nasty flex.
Meanwhile, you know, and this is not a good thing. I don't say it to say it's a good thing. Like, yo, black women are scared to call the cops on black men. They know what the fuck can happen. Like, you might not make it to the station, Freddie Gray. Like,
damn.
If you want to keep it tall. Like, damn. So, That's another example of your decisions coming to bite you in the ass.
All day. speaking of kinfolk possibly, skin folk possibly not being kinfolk, how you feel about the new Supreme Court joints, huh?
I like her. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You backing it?
I'm backing it, man. Why not? Like, you know what's crazy? It's crazy that in a country that has been this old, like, we still have firsts like this.
Yeah.
Like, this is nuts. This is the year of our Lord 2022, fam. I mean, year of the Tiger. This is nuts.
Yeah, because, I mean, Supreme Court is a lifetime, so they don't even change that
often.
This
is what I'm saying. Like, but even still,
they
like,
need to change that, yo.
We still got mad firsts on shit that seems basic in this country.
Yeah.
Like, we still don't have a black woman president. This is probably the closest, well, the vice president, and this is probably the closest to, like, any kind of substantial power. Yeah. Because, obviously, these checks and balances, so it's not
I'm not a fan of forcing the diversity and forcing the first. Like,
I feel you.
I'm not. Don't just force. Oh, we haven't had a black guy do this yet.
Nah, but she's dope though.
Yeah. Nah, she's well qualified. I respect what she got going on. She got degrees out her ass. Like, she's well qualified. I'm just saying in general. Sometimes like, let the best person for the job do it.
Companies do that shit a lot. Where, like, especially after, like, George Floyd, a lot of tech companies just hire black people just to hire them so they felt better about themselves. Like, white guilt is a real fucking thing. Like, and I get that, but, like, put that energy into some shit that's actually equitable and makes sense. Like, it's all fun and games, or I'm down for let's be super woke and help black people, but, like let's really help black people.
Yeah.
Let's not do the vanity shit that looks cool or it's going to get some clicks on a link.
Panda bears.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, fam.
Heavy panda, man, son.
That shit is crazy. That's why people ain't like Hillary for real.
Why?
People felt like she just pandered. Like,
I mean, Hillary, yeah, she's fake.
But they're politicians. They're all fucking fake.
Yeah,
that's
but it was
point,
just
though.
So like, fake like, with Hillary. Like,
you know who's the realest motherfucker in politics? Lindsey Graham. Because he's letting you know he raised. He doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't care.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. One of the funniest clips I've seen all week was like a mashup of like all the racist white people telling shit.
Oh,
no.
I saw
it was
that
like,
shit.
Yeah, she's intelligent. She's this, she's that. But I'm just going to have to vote no. Yeah, she's above and beyond qualified.
That shit
and
is wild.
I'm just going to have to vote no. I was like, yo, this is good. This is hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, that was hilarious. That's how it always happens, though. Yo, I'm telling you, it was so crazy. It was like they were setting themselves. I thought at least I thought one of them was gonna be like
they turned left so quick after the compliments. I didn't know. See, my thing, I was stuck between is it racism or just we don't want any Democrats doing anything. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know what? This might just be some party shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, sometimes. You know what I mean? Sometimes. I mean, because that West Virginia guy is technically a Democrat, Manchin. But like, he's on some other shit. Yeah, he's different.
He's a Trojan horse, man.
Yeah. I'm telling you, your man, he's on some different stuff.
He's like, yo, I'm not in an inside circle and I'm just wilding out. I'm doing what I want.
Yo, I'm going to send you this daily episode about his shit. This motherfucker is like in bed with the coal workers and is like trying to get deregulation for some EPA shit. Coal is terrible for the environment. And he's a legislator. He's allowed to draw up legislation. Isn't it
coal? Aren't they murdering their own citizens with that shit?
Yes.
You in a coal mine, bro. You're going to die soon.
Yeah, bro. It's just nuts. What? It's just nuts. All politicians are shady. All politicians are used car salesmen.
Hey, yo, don't be talking about my man Cory Booker like that,
son. And you have the handful, of course. I'm not an extreme pessimist. Don't be talking about my man Cory Booker
like that, son.
Yeah, who like had a relationship with Rosario Dawson. That shit was not real.
He's gay, bro.
That shit was not
real,
I don't know why he won't
come out the closet, son.
I mean, it was just weird. That was just weird, though.
Because like, he won't come out the closet. Bro, just tell the world you a homo,
man,
bro.
Man, we got my man Gerard.
Bro, Daniel.
Yo, my man did a set.
Yo.
Being honest, being real, being vulnerable. I'm fuck with real. That.
Like, it was definitely different, B. Like, and I gotta respect it. It gave me Dave Chappelle. Like, some shit like Dave, when Dave Chappelle just sits down and just like spills his fucking heart out. I respected it. He threw me for a loop with the whole Mills. I was like, whoa. He just subtly threw it there, like, yo, I got a secret. I'm whole Mills. It was like, whoa, the crowd went silent.
They didn't know what to do. Oh, okay. They thought there was going to be a gotcha.
Yeah,
and never came.
He's like, nah, I'm whole Mills, guys.
Yeah.
So then they start clapping. I was like, okay, cool. I'm thinking he's going to keep it moving. Now it's like this whole thing's just about how his family's relating to his newfound gayness. And I'm like, it's not really my cup of tea, fams. But it was funny. I give him that. I know I'll never watch that shit again. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
That shit is the one thing about it that like, yeah, I take away the fact that was the messaging and how he decided to, like, unveil, you know. Again, one, you shouldn't have to do that, right? Like, if that's what you fuck with, that's what you fuck with. Like, no one goes around asking, hey, do you like girls? Like, no one does that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, why would we do it the other way, right? I don't need that. Whatever. Like, so, I mean, if you are gonna do some shit like that, yo, that's some of the bravest shit I've ever seen.
It was brave as fuck, though.
I mean, shit. Just think about something that like you just wouldn't want to tell the world. Now think about telling the world live and having it recorded and distributed.
Yeah.
That shit is that's a major bag. That's next level bravery, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to be brave when you're getting a major bag, though.
Oh yeah, but I mean, but he also didn't have to do that. He you get in a bag regardless. Whatever the subject matter is, no one gives a shit.
Nah, the I'm gay now bag is the different bag.
Well, I mean, after this, yes. Like,
the I'm gay now bag is crazy.
Yeah, well, yes. I mean, Lil Nas X is getting, he's getting paid. Yeah. So, like, yeah, I mean, I agree with that because then it's like, they gonna go hard. Like, I'm telling you, that community, like, they gonna go harder, bro. Like, whatever you need.
They're pulling up.
He's never buying a drink. Ever again. They're pulling up. He's always gonna get gifted shit.
Yeah. Yeah, facts.
But kudos to him, man. Like I fuck with that. Like I respect. Look, I'm down for people living their truth and being their real self. Like I want for Gerard Carmichael what I want for Will Smith, bro. Like be happy, be free, like and live within yourself. Cause when you're not, you're gonna wild out. Like there's only so much your brain could take.
Real talk.
So if that's what it takes for him to not be in the closet, which we all just, you know, that's not great, right? It sucks that you feel like you need to do that.
Yeah, he should be doing what he want to do. That's do it. Your thing, you know what I'm saying?
It doesn't affect us either way.
I just don't want to hear you talk about your gayness for 43 minutes. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got other shit to do with my time, personally.
Next one's probably not going to be about that.
Yeah, he can't do that one. That's like, all right, you got that one, bro. Like,
this is a mulligan. It was still funny, though.
Yeah, it was funny, though. I'll give him that. It's
worse when it's a soliloquy and he's just talking about it.
Yeah.
And it's not even funny. It's like, I came here for jokes. and this is a bait and switch. I feel violated here now.
Nah, for real. Nah, for real, bro. That's funny as hell, man. What are we gonna get into next, B? Yeah, Black Lives Matter.
This should be the segment of Elite Scumbaggery, man. Like, this is crazy. So I did more research on this because I'm just a nerd, and I was just like, I gotta get down to the bottom of this. So like, they bought this house. It's like over market value in LA, in Studio City, which is like buying a house anywhere in LA is dumb money. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter made like $90 million last year.
Damn.
Yeah. So like, if you
off donations and grants,
off donate, they're a nonprofit, bro. Like, all of that is tax free. It might as well be the Church of Black Lives Matter.
Damn.
So here are my two theories, and I talked to my boy about this morning. One, like, a lot of this money is white guilt money, which I'm not upset about. Like, okay, you know, you feel bad, like, you feel bad that you haven't done enough to dispel whatever crazy notions that your uncle that you talk to once a year has said, and because you felt like you didn't stand up in that moment, here's the moment that I stand up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna donate money to Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
That's my first theory. My second theory is, like, there is a old black woman named Henrietta who, like, she just doesn't have it.
Yeah.
That's donated.
Giving her
to
last $5.
Correct.
All day.
And then so for me, like, I'm caught in the middle. Like, I'm like, look, white people have more discretionary income in America. If you do have a few shekels to kick our way, we'll take it. On the other end, I'm like, yo, this black woman that probably was going to put this money into her grandchild's college fund or something to buy books or get a meal or something like that is going into this. So for you to buy this, I don't know. It's hard to say you, like, to get into that work and be, like, for the people.
Yeah.
And you moving like that. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like it's a better way to move like that.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, at the end of the day, like, Black Lives Matter is like a scam, bro. Like, all right, like you said, all right, white people, you might say white people have discretionary income, whatever, but they're not donating it to us. They're donating it to some organization that's pocketing the bread and running off. It's basically a Ponzi scheme. Like,
I mean, yeah.
They're not selling anything. They're taking donations for black dead bodies. They're not doing it. Like, there's no Black Lives Matter community center. There's no Black Lives. There's no Black Lives Matter scholarship fund. There's no.
Well, that's the thing.
There's no nothing. They haven't given anybody shit.
Well, that's the thing. Is like, I went to their website and to read like the about, and I'm just like, none of this. They don't really promise you anything.
They haven't given anybody shit. They haven't done anything.
But they also haven't promised that. You feel
but
me?
They, like you said, they're taking millions on millions hand over fist.
I agree.
Black Lives Matter.
I agree.
So it's like, yo, this is one of the biggest scams of all time.
But all of them, though, all of them have gotten, at some point, Sean King has gotten, like, they've all gotten the suspect kind of look. But also, I'm like, yo, I'm looking at the government. We seen what happened with the Panthers. Like, is this a smear campaign to make
Sean King
die?
Doesn't have several multi-million-dollar homes. Like,
yeah, I mean... Or he's better at hiding it.
Sean King seems to live pretty modestly. Seems, though. I don't know Sean King's life.
Hey, everybody seems until they make that one mistake. Yeah. You watch fucking American Gangster. As soon as he put that fucking mint coat on, you know, fucking talking on his back. Every single movie you've seen, Casino, Goodfellas, Godfather, every movie has that scene that when you bug out and you get on that radar, it's a wrap for you.
That's a fact.
That's when a movie, that's the climate. That's when the movie goes left.
That's a fact. Damn, I would hate to see my man Sean King go down.
I mean,
he's the Cape Crusader lights. He's the light skinned of this Crusader. Yo, I ain't gonna lie.
I never seen him at Morehouse. I'm gonna just say that.
Yo, hey man, like they be throwing a Morehouse tag on.
I don't know, fam.
That they like was there for like a semester. I don't know, bro.
It started with Diddy and Howard. I mean, them Howard people. They
do a semester. They be like, yo, yeah, he went here, whatever. But like. It always cracks me up when dudes that's mad bright be like all some extra black power shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That shit always cracks me up. But I guess, you know, it's like a, I don't even know. It's like a, you know, when you lack, you try to like overcompensate.
Oh, yeah.
You know
well,
what I'm saying?
The one thing also like PNP, and you see this a lot at Morehouse, like people are new to their blackness sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if you're somebody like Sean King,
damn,
like I can
new
imagine.
To their blackness, damn.
Hey, man, I'll use this analogy, yo. When I was growing up, being African was not fucking cool.
Yeah, nah.
Like, I was an African booty scratcher forever.
Yeah.
Then Black Panther came out, and niggas was fucking with me. So
Nah. It was cool to be African way before Black Panther.
Whenever
the scammers took over the streets.
I'm being silly, but yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you've never embraced your blackness as a mixed person,
yeah,
like, you're going to miss it, and then when you get to the point where you, I was like, oh yeah, like this shit is dope. Like, my heritage is dope. Like, Why was I ever ashamed of it? Like, I don't know. It's tough, especially like when your mom is white, it's really difficult to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For that black. Cause like, children, boys or girls, are close to their mothers.
Yeah.
And you learn a lot from your mother.
Yeah.
And then in an instance in the black community where, like, dads ain't around, like, it's just a tough thing.
There's especially
a,
if she just raising you like, yo, you're my kid.
This is what I'm saying.
But not, like, even, like, referring to your fucking black
community. So if you don't lean into your black side, or you're not cool with the black side of your family, you don't reconcile that until you get into the world and it's like, oh, the world sees me as black. I almost forgot.
Yeah. That's like the Colin Kaepernick Netflix.
Yeah.
He's going through it.
Yeah, it's a real thing. That's a real thing that happens. And so, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that's something that Sean King dealt with. You know what I'm saying? And with this Black Lives Matter founder shit, like, I think you could do both, but I ain't seen the other side. I think you could do this kind of work, make bread, take care of yourself, but do the work.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to have one pair of shoes. You know
what
I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
But damn, bro, have a fish fry or something.
Yeah,
that's like, damn, like, streets is hungry, bro.
I ain't been to the BLM cookout, but I would go if they have one. Why not?
Black Lives Matter, and like, they ain't had a fish fry. They ain't gave niggas a scholarship or nothing, bro.
Nah, we ain't get books. We ain't get nothing.
They ain't buy niggas a set of t-shirts. Nothing.
No.
No school uniform.
They selling merch, though.
They selling merch.
They not giving away merch, but they selling merch.
This shit, like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. They just, you know what? Light bulbs went off. In my head, that's the jug of all jugs. I need a what's it called? A cause.
Oh yeah,
I need a cause and a nonprofit.
That's it.
I'm gonna have two fish fries a year.
Go get a 501(c). Yeah. You're done. That's it.
I'm gonna have two fish fries a year and call it something about saving black lives.
And get the donations, and I'm gonna make a scholarship, and I'm done.
And I'm litty.
I ain't gonna lie,
because if. You know what? Matter of fact, let me not even hate the player. I'm not going to hate the game. She gets $6 million houses. I want $6 million houses, too. I'm going to save the black man organization. And I'm having a fish fry for you niggas once a year. Donate to your boy. You know what I'm saying? I think that might be a go.
Yeah, I mean, they use the black women thing really, like, tough on the BLM thing, too. So, like, I don't know, man. I'm hoping
it's
that
it's only women in their panel coming. And it only sets do something when a black man gets murdered by a cop. I don't know what
that's about.
And they're all gay.
You said too much.
Aren't they all lesbians?
You said I don't know.
Yeah, they're all lesbians.
You said too much, man.
Am I making shit hot?
You about to be on the radar. What I tell you about the radar? I just finished talking about it. Fly under the radar,
yo.
Man.
Nah, black queens, I fuck with y'all.
Disclaimer. He had to throw that in there before y'all came at his neck.
Yo, the padding on the crash landing is crazy.
Hey, man. Just thank God it's there, brother. That's it.
Yo. Oh, man. Oh, man. All right. We're going to stop this beat. We're going to get into, take a break, man. I need some fucking water, Stu.
Yeah.
Second half, we're coming back. We're going to get into gas price, which your man Biden's got going on. Ben and J-Lo's back, Liddy. All type of shit going on, man.
Bennifer.
Tap in.
This is Twilight Zone.
Holla. Yeah, we back.
Drops.
We back at it. That shit came with that app, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
sound
I got
good.
I'm about to get the soundboard. Don't get it twisted.
Come
it's on,
let's
way,
go.
B.
Let's get it.
Navy Federal just gave me 8 bands.
Let's
I'm about
go.
To go get all the rest of the equipment. Don't get it fucked
let's
up.
Let's go.
You know what I mean? We're all set.
Investments.
It's going to the moon, baby.
Anyway,
we back at it. Part 2. Your man Joe Biden, I got to get into his ass every episode.
You really don't like Joe Biden.
Yo,
because
he's just losing me bread. The stock market is fucked up. The inflation is going crazy. The gas is $4.50, fams.
Yeah, it's bad.
The stock market is twisted, bro.
It's not good. It's not great. His approval rating is like a 42 or something like that. It's pretty low for this soon. I mean, it ain't, what's it been, a year? 2 years?
Yo, shit is down 50%, yo. 60% year to date, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you ain't sold all your shares yet, good riddance, bro. You're going to be sick. I ain't going to lie. You should have sold your shares 3 months ago.
But hold Tesla, though. If you got Tesla, hold Tesla. It's going.
Yeah, hold Tesla.
Yeah,
Tesla.
You got to hold that.
Some shit you got to hold no matter what.
Let's
no
not matter what.
Let's not get crazy. Let's not get crazy.
Definitely Apple, Tesla. Hold on to that.
Yeah, Microsoft.
Yeah, you know the ones.
But your man, though, can we get into him? He blamed Putin for the inflation. He said it's Putin's fault.
I mean, world economies are connected, but like, I think that's a little unfair to say. But I will also say, like, Biden's got to figure out what he's going to do. Is he going to be, is America going to be what America has been in terms of foreign policy? Or are we going to focus on what the fuck is going on? Like, you're either going to go to war and the economy is going to bounce back as a result. Or we're going to cancel student debt. We're going to spend more because we owe less.
Nigga, that's that pressure.
Nigga, yeah, I don't like this on the bench. He hasn't made a major. With the exception of the infrastructure deal. And then the bailout stuff. Not bailout, but like the checks that he was sending. He hasn't made a decision that I feel like is clear cut of where he's standing.
Your baby father got
you made a decision on?
Well, fuck with me, and that's
Ukraine a whole lot of bags of money.
I can trust
he made that decision quick as a motherfucker.
Shot a kid, well, he didn't want to appear weak.
Giving Ukraine a bag of money is going to make him appear strong.
I mean, not strong, but less weak. I mean, it's the middle play. It's not,
and all of them killers.
They're not very Democratic. They love the middle.
The strong one. And all of them hitters, that's that pressure. That's what people don't realize. Like this, mind you, a lot of black people are in jail today because of Joe Biden.
This is why it's so disgusting, right? Joe Biden's why your uncle's in prison, right? And then you turn around and let him tell you you're not black if you don't vote for him. And you give him 95% of all-time black turnout. And then he turns around and says, yo, all right, I got a bag for transvestites. I got a bag for Asians. I got a bag for Ukraine. And I got, maybe I got like two HBCU scholarships or something. I don't know. Y'all niggas figure it out. Right?
Yeah, that's kind of what happened.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, I got an HBCU board. Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Chris Paul is on. It's so weird. Yeah. That's a distraction. I don't care about that. None of that helps
there's
me. 8
million, there's 8 million black intellectuals in academia, B.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's no need to hire Chris Paul.
There's no need to hire Chris Paul.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, and I thought that that's the shit that Kamala was supposed to help with. Like, she knows better than that.
She's not black.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean, oh, boy?
There
you go. Yo, it's the truth. She said herself she's not black, son.
What'd she say?
She's a woman of color, son. She's, what is she, Indian and Jamaican, son? Or some shit like that. I don't even know.
Here's my thing with that. Like, there is... I get, there's a better way to say that. I get why she may have said that because she doesn't want to neglect either side, mm-hmm. like her Indian side, or her black side. But it's like, why can't she just say I'm 100% one of those people? So like if someone says, you know, are you black? Yeah, I'm 100% black. Absolutely, I'm black. I'm also 100% Indian. Like, there's nothing wrong with saying that because you are, for the most part, you are experiencing both experiences.
Yeah, but let's be real, B. Like the I'm not black shit is a super cop out answer.
It's the wildest answer because it's like, fam, you went to Howard. You're an AKA. What are you talking? You can't. How much blacker can you get? Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You went to school in hood ass DC, like,
yeah,
like in the trap. And when you were going to school there, it really wasn't safe.
Clearly, that
Florida Avenue really wasn't safe.
Clearly, she was perpetrating and faking throughout the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that happens.
Like, that's we haven't really.
That's a thing.
I haven't heard any interviews from somebody that went to school with her that said she was cool people. You know what I mean?
That does say a lot because you know what? That's a good point because normally somebody comes to your defense.
Yeah, like.
And look, I understand that you ain't really supposed to. I mean, it does sound wild to have somebody come out and say defend your blackness. I get that, but like, you would want to defend your friend regardless of whatever it is they're dealing with.
I just think it's crazy. Like, you could see it every time. Anytime somebody supposedly I can't say supposedly biracial. They are biracial. All right, that's all cute, bro. But you know what you project as to the world, son. Stop. Don't Tiger Woods me. Don't come up here and talk about, oh, I'm Blasian and all this weird shit. And how Barack was like, oh, I'm the. Stop that shit, B. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we know. All right, we get it. Lineage. We did your me and 23 and all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all well and cute. But you black, though, son. Relax.
That's the one really interesting thing, though. Like, Barack is very black if it was raised by a white woman.
Yeah.
You know
I think
saying?
Barack caught the blackness later, though.
I think Chicago, I mean, yeah, but I think Chicago did help, and him going to college in New York definitely helped.
I think Barack blackness came in later. I don't think, like, when he was 12, he was, like, really acting like a nigga.
Oh, well, probably.
He was, like, in Hawaii or something?
Yeah, probably not.
Probably thought he was Samoan or something.
Because he was in a school in California and was like, nah, this ain't really for me. Like, and transferred to Columbia, and that's when he really started to, like, getting that back.
Yeah, yeah. Barack picked up the swag easily, though. He took to that shit like a fish to water.
Yeah, well, I mean, not for nothing. His dad African. It was in his blood. Like, he's going to have to figure it out, at some point. Like, But, I mean, it really, a lot of that process is understanding how the world sees you.
Exactly.
A lot of that process is
stop,
that.
Once you realize, it's like, all right, let me stop with the tomfoolery. I can't bamboozle the world. They see me how they see me. This is who I am.
But also, like, forget I can't bamboozle the world. You shouldn't want to lie to yourself. Like, that's the portion of it.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't give a fuck either way. Like, I really personally don't care. I know who I am. It's important that you know who you are, though.
Yeah. It seems like you're trying to publicly cling on to your biracialness in order to, like, somehow say, like, nah, like, you're trying to have a leg up. Like,
you're,
yo, I need
to
cling
to
this.
You want to be more relatable. Yeah. I get that, but nah, like.
Yeah, you want to be more relatable. You want to be in a situation where you don't want to be pegged as the black guy, so you don't want to deal with what comes with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you're like, nah, chill, B.
Shit comes with
fucking
that.
I'm some other shit too, bro.
Yeah.
I can't go for it. I don't like that shit. I don't like when people do that shit.
I don't like that shit. I also don't like, you know what's the most dangerous in those instances? Like, when you're like when you are that person that is like, and then you're in a corporate setting where you're the only black person there.
Yeah, and then
you're
not
even
claiming
it. Become that representation. Yeah. Then it's like, oh, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, fam. You're killing us.
Yeah.
You're killing us.
Yeah.
Because it's different when you're not the only black person. Then it's like, okay.
Whatever, yeah.
We're getting different flavors of black people. So, like, it's not off-putting.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're the only one, and you could be flying a flag, and you're just like, nah, I'm good on the flag, bro.
Yeah.
That's
man, I don't love that.
It happens though, bro. Like, when you spend so long getting ahead by downplaying your shit, like, you're gonna keep it going,
bro. It affects you, man. I'm telling you, it affects you.
It has to.
Like, in corporate America, that shit really does affect you, because like, you get to a certain point in your life. I think every human does, but definitely black people, where you're like, you know what? I don't give a fuck. I really don't care. You either gonna fuck with me or not fuck with me. And, like, that's fine. Yeah. Like, I'm totally okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, you just, I don't know. Like, and maybe that's just, like, accepting what the world is and what people are. And like, they're just going to have their opinions on you. They either going to fuck with you or they're not. And it's totally okay if they don't.
Word.
You got to be okay with that.
The comfortableness in, like, yo, I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea, and that's okay. Like, when you let that go, the need for acceptance from everyone, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and you stop trying to, like, you stop trying to be what this person likes and what that person likes.
Yeah.
Just be, and then you just be like, you know what? I'm just going to be me full straight ahead. Who fucks with is going to be along for the ride. Who don't could eat my dick, and I'm out. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like, once you get that, the world changes, bro.
That shit is freedom, bro.
Yeah, like, shit, like, weight, the weight just falls off your shoulder.
But also,
like,
you do your best work because you're authentically yourself all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're not spending your time. Like, you can never be something else better than other people can.
Word.
You can only be the best version of you. Like, that is it.
And the same goes for chicks. Like, when you hollering at shorties.
Oh, my God.
You feel me? When you just be you, You're going to get every joint that's into you.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? And the ones that's not, so be it.
But the most confident you can be in something, just, it's not something that's rehearsed. Yeah. It's just you.
Facts.
You know
facts,
what I'm saying? Like, facts. It's natural. Like, facts. And that by itself is attractive because your confidence. Like, yo, facts. This is my shit. This is what I do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I fuck with Star Wars. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever.
Word.
Like, I got a Yoda on my shelf at the crib. What's up? Like, that's me.
That's me. You know what I'm saying? Word. Facts. Cause there's always somebody. Somebody's gonna feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rather than sitting here trying to.
There's 7 billion fucking people on the planet.
You're trying to bend yourself for every last piece of vagina that might like you, and it's like, bro, that shit's not really the wave, bro.
And then you do that, and it's not even that good.
Yeah. Or you change yourself for the chick, and then she be like, I'm kind of cool on this shit anyway.
Yeah, that too.
Now you just like.
Well, that's the one constant. That's the one constant. The one constant is people will change their mind. People are allowed to change their mind.
All day.
So as soon as you realize that, it's like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah. Speaking of,
I'm not surprised.
Speaking of people changing their mind though, Ben Affleck and J Lo is back popping.
I'm so sick of this fucking story.
You sick of this shit, bro? You're not here for Love Wins, bro?
No, this feels like every terrible movie J Lo has been in real life. That's what the fuck it feels like right now.
It's life imitating all imitating
this
life,
is
bro.
Fucking Geely. Like,
it is. It's nasty.
It's gross.
It's pretty gross.
Fucking Made in Manhattan. It's gross. Literally every movie.
Ben Affleck's like fat and old now. It's crazy weird. Looking.
I still can't believe he played Batman. I was like, that's the one. No. I'm just like, how did we let this happen?
Uncle Batman.
Uncle Batman. How did we let this happen?
Ben Affleck with a gut plan.
It was gross.
But like,
they had to card the abs into the suit. That shit's disgusting. Come on.
But I feel like it's something to be said for getting that old thing back, bro. Like, I mean,
Brad definitely went crazy after Argo. I mean, after Argo won some Academy Awards.
Yeah, like when you get
Ben
your weight
could
up.
Be done. Yeah, Ben could be done acting for real. He'd be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
He got his company, got production company. I mean, J-Lo, you know, she's still looking good.
How do you feel about getting rekindling old works? Are you a go back and dip in the pot, go rekindle the works type of guy, or are you keeping it moving?
No boomerangs.
Word?
No boomerangs.
Never spinning a block.
I've done it. That's what I'm saying. I'm
never you've learned
it.
From the past. You've learned and you're
I've
not spinning
it, so
a block.
Absolutely not.
Ever again.
No. There is a usually at this age, we don't break up for trivial shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At this age, there's too much at stake. Like I said, like whoever you are betrothed to or trying to
betrothed.
Or you trying to like date and like marry and build a life with, like you can't take chances with that shit, dog. Like and like if you break up with somebody, there is some fundamental character flaw or moral code that doesn't align or you don't want to align with for the future version of who you're going to be. Because I said,
that was fucking deep.
People get to change, and people get to change their mind.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, if I have a fundamental understanding of who you are as a person and what drives you, and I feel like that aligns with what the fuck I fuck with, we gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Even if you change, the core of who you are won't change.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not at this age.
Yeah.
At 35, if you suck at communication, you probably gonna suck another 35 years at communication, or at least another 10 while you try to figure out how to fucking communicate.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. That's just what it is. But like, but if I know that you're a person that's super competitive and wants to be good at shit, I know that you're actually gonna try to fix that shit. And that's something I could work with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
So maybe that's what they found. Maybe J-Lo and Ben was like, yo, we were younger when we were doing, you know, things don't mean the same.
Yeah,
I got
it's
my
totally
kids.
Different
you got
now
your
when
kids. You're
an old head. Yeah,
it's different now.
Me personally, I'm all for spinning a block. Spinning a block is fire to me. Give me all my old bitches back. I'm with it.
What is this, Pokemon?
Collect them all. I catch them all. Give my old works back, please.
I'm
thank
calling
you.
Rich Ash as long from as you, here on out.
As long as you're still in shape, man, you can holler at me. I'll think about it.
That's where it gets testy, my friend.
You gotta be in shape.
That's
you gotta be
testy,
still in shape.
Friend.
I'm sorry. Like,
yeah,
I'm keeping it shallow,
down.
Baby. Like, I'm gonna be real, Stu. I'm not with all this new age, newfound, everybody's beautiful bullshit, Stu. I only want beautiful joints. I'm very shallow.
That's Charles Barkley. If so many babies are so beautiful, how come there's so many ugly people in the world?
Word, like, damn that, bro.
Nah, I mean, look, again, like I said, and that was my disclaimer. Be attracted to your partner, to your person, but just make sure that's not the only thing.
Nah, for real.
You know what I'm saying?
That ass.
Like, you want your shorty to say some shit that's like, so smart that you're like, fuck, I love you. Like, for real, I really do. This is cool. Like,
yeah.
Like, I like that I could spar with you.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie, though. There's a downside to that mental sparring, though.
Well, I mean, it gets exhausting.
Yeah. It gets exhausting when, like, yo, ma, I'm not trying to enter debates with you every fucking hour on an hour. Like, I mean, I said what the fuck I said, and that's that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's fair.
Sometimes that shit gets to be a lot.
I agree with that. I mean, like, look, you find your balance. I'm not saying we sparring all the time. Yeah. But if we read something, just like you and I do, like, we have topics that we talk about. Yeah. And you may see it one way, I see it another way.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll explain as to why you see it this way, and I'll explain why I see it that way. And the point is, at the end of the day, I see where you're coming from, and you see where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
We don't got to agree on everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Facts. It just when certain shorty just like, you went from like, I wanted you to be intelligent. I love that. Mm-hmm. But then it's kind of like, you're like, because you feel like you're intelligent. Now you're battling me for control of the household. Like, you know what I mean? Like, now it's like you're trying to steer the boat.
Yeah.
And like, it's only could be one captain, man.
That's
like, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
fair.
You can get your input on, but it's only one captain of the boat, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are women that are able to let a man be a man, but also know, like, look, if shit, and you want that too. If shit goes left with you, let's say, God forbid, something happens, you know, you're, you know, you get sick or whatever. You also want a woman that's not like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, oh, okay, shit. I know this gets paid on this day. All right, cool. Let me take care of this first. Let me go take care of that. Let me see what the doctor bill is looking like. Oh, we got insurance. Let me go into that policy. You do want a person that, like, could step in if you're going to be out a few games. They're going to be able to drop 40.
Yeah.
And we can get a dub. You know what I'm saying? Like,
real talk.
That's real shit. Like, real talk. That's why LeBron want to play with another star. He don't want to have to do that shit every day.
Yeah, LeBron just say he want to play with Steph. That's a whole nother.
Well, yeah, well.
That's a conversation for another day.
I hope they shit on him the same way they did KD.
I mean, he's 40. If he going to play with Steph at 40 years old, nobody's going to be mad.
Yeah,
he's
40. I mean, I feel you, but then it's like, why was everyone so mad at KD, like, at that point?
I mean, they was in their prime.
Is LeBron is point 10th point away from winning the scoring championship. I don't care how old he is. Like, he's still talented as fuck.
Yeah, he's,
like,
still killing, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, and not to mention, anytime that he's ever been good, he's had a spot-up three-point shooter.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Steph and LeBron on the same team? It'd be disgusting. It'd be driving kick all day. And the defense wouldn't fucking know what to do.
Yeah, that'd be scary.
You can't play man. You can't play zone. Like, what are you going to do?
That'd be so scary. What? That'd
yeah.
Sick.
Nuts.
Oh, man.
I get it. But, I mean, I know he wants to play with his son, too, so.
Yeah, true.
I'm hoping for him to play with his son more than I'm hoping that he plays with Steph.
Yeah.
Because that's some shit we just never seen. Like, last time we saw that shit was, like, Ken Griffey and his pops.
I'm going to be real. If I'm Bronny, I don't want to play with your old ass, bro. I don't want my pops on the team, bro. I'm trying to do my thing.
That's true.
I don't want my pops on the team barking on me.
Yeah.
Like, yo, fam, what you doing?
That's true.
Imagine having your pops on the team. You're trying to do your thing.
That's true.
Pops, you got
to
step
games
off.
And shit, you can't go out to the club.
Now
you got to go back and watch tape.
Yeah,
nah,
Delroy Lindau face. Fucking keep telling me what to do. I'll be tight, bro. I'll be spazzing on LeBron if I was his son. Crazy.
You got to respect the Crooklyn reference.
Word.
You got to fucking respect
word is
that
born.
Shit.
But yo, all right.
Oh, man.
Stu, we got to get into We All Set.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We All Set. At We All Set, we do a segment called We All Set. We say, well, we not jacking. Today we doing a special We All Set, right? We honoring the good brother, man. Our friend, you know what I mean, Morehouse brother, Desmond Key, R.I.P. Dez.
Legend.
He was brutally murdered over last week. Shit is disrespectful and disgusting. You know what I'm saying? I'm all set on this whole shit. The city, how you dirty niggas is acting, like how you motherfuckers would treat a good man over a couple dollars. It's just really scum of the earth shit.
Yeah.
If you ask anybody, Dez was a great, just one of the nicest people you could ever
human
meet in your
beings,
life.
Man.
Like, when I got out of prison, Dez sent me money for clothes and sneakers within like the first, I wasn't even out for 20 minutes yet. I didn't even have a phone yet. I don't even know how he got the money to me. I didn't remember. I think I was with somebody. He sent them the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the type of person he was. You know what I'm saying? When I first released when the podcast first came out, Dez spent like $150 in merch. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's the type of duty.
That's just what the type of duty was. You know what I'm saying? Been broke before. Like,
yeah.
we always supported each other back and forth. We always had a mutual love and respect. You know what I'm saying? When he put new product out, I cop. When I put new things out, he a cop.
And I just always had a mutual love and respect for Dez for a long time since school, bro. And that shit is just real disgusting, bro. You know what I'm saying? How they did him, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I'm all set on motherfuckers with no code, man. This shit is disgusting. Like, have a code. Have some morals. Have a foundation. Like, if you're going to really be about that street shit, you got to draw the line somewhere. Yeah. You got to have a code. Because
he wasn't in the streets.
Yeah, like, I mean, at all. And that's the crazy thing. Is like,
you can't do him like a street dude when he's not nowhere near the streets.
You can't. I mean, you just can't, man. So I'm done on all of the codeless, aimless folks out there that's just doing silly shit just for the sake of it, to talk shit or to ego stroke or whatever, man. Like, this was a brother, a husband, an uncle, a father, man. Like, just a quality human being. Like, you'll be hard pressed to find a nicer guy, a person that makes you feel good when you see him. In the first 5 seconds you see him,
word,
he always had a smile on his face. Smiling. And he's always like, and like, you know how people ask you, like, hey, how you doing? But like, they're quickly distracted. Like, Desmond was the person that asked you, hey, what's up, boy? How you doing, man? And really mean the shit. Yeah. Like make eye contact with you to just like read how you're doing. They don't build him like that no more.
And it's so disgusting because of how much he loved the city.
Yeah.
He loved Atlanta. He was really a real Atlanta ambassador. Like, he helped create that 404 day.
Truly.
Shit. You know what
truly,
I'm saying?
Truly.
Like, and
when,
it's so.
When we got here to school, we all from up top. So we ain't really know about the culture in Atlanta for real. And like, Dez was one of the. I met Dez in math class. Yeah.
I can't say my first because I'm a year older than them, but that next like I had some real dope one, like all like they shit was like that real authentic Atlanta vibe, like their parties, like them shits at the Libra on Fridays, them shits used to go crazy because it was real Atlanta vibe, real rich kids, real we gonna play rich kids in this motherfucker, they shits was always the epitome of real Atlanta shit, bro. Yeah, I used to love kicking with
and
them.
And they really wasn't on no like, oh, you from New York, we don't fuck with you.
Oh, nah, it was love.
It was love from was day love. One. It was never love. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it was love.
It was never no problems. It was always like, yo, we happy you here.
It was welcome to my city type.
Yeah, welcome
vibe.
To the city. Come through. I'm gonna tell you the spots.
For sure. Here's,
if you wanna go get kicks, I know y'all New Yorkers love sneakers. Go to Walters. Like it just, I don't know, man. It was a different kind of welcoming. And you never want to see a person that is that great lose their life on some silly shit, man. And our love goes out to Fee and the kids, Dash and Pat and Paul and that whole family, man. Because I know they all hurting Day Day, all of them, man.
Because
you know, and we here and we down to support whatever y'all need, even if it's just the energy. Just need to be around some positive energy and some love, man. We got that for you.
Well, man, shit is disgusting, man. You niggas need codes. You niggas need morals, man. We out of here, man. Like, subscribe. Thanks for tapping in. Stu, thanks for pulling up. You
always. Already know. Anytime, brother.
Appreciate you, brother.
Cheers.
Holla.